CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Ann, I just called to see if I left my plastic raincoat over at your place the other... Oh, did I? Oh, good, good. No, no, no. Just keep it there, and I'll pick it up sometime when... hold on, wait. Hold on just a second. Bessie, wasn't that the paper boy?
Yes.
Well, quick, bring in the paper and look for Daddy's picture. Hello, Ann.
Yes.
Oh, my. Should say he was interviewed yesterday, had his picture taken. Well, about the fish he caught.
Yes, the muskie.
Huh? Well, I'm anxious to see how it turned out because he was interviewed by this cub reporter, just a kid, really. And don't hold the screen door open.
I'm looking for Daddy's picture.
Well, it won't be on the front page. Look inside. Hello, Ann. Yes. Well, this boy reporter didn't know anything about fishing, and he had a theory about not taking notes. So the person he was interviewing would be more relaxed, and we're positive he won't get anything straight in the paper, you know.
Here it is. Where's Daddy's picture? Page three.
Yeah. Look quick and read underneath. Does it say the muskie is 21 pounds and 6 ounces and was caught with a bucktail fly and a number 8 hook?
Well, just a minute.
Yes, Ann. Oh, he's been wild the paper to have it wrong. Well, you know how fussy fishermen are with it.
Betsy, what does it say, dear? Gee, I don't know. Doesn't say anything about the fish. There's what? Two pictures, and I think they got them mixed up or something.
Let me see. Oh, no. Oh, Ann, I've got to hang up. Oh, good heavens. Oh, good heavens. Betsy? Betsy! Your father just drove in. Now, did you hide the paper?
Yes, it's under the cushion of the chair. But I don't know why you want to hide it. Daddy'll ask for it first thing.
Well, I'll keep changing the subject. Oh, really, dear. This
will Daddy be mad?
Mad. I tremble to think of what Daddy's going to do.
Well, I think it's kind of funny.
If you laugh, your father will... Oh, be quiet. Here he comes.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Well, did you bring in the evening paper?
Betsy and I got into our bathing suits, and we've been waiting for you so we could all have a dip in the lake before dinner. And guess what I planned for dinner, honey? Well, I have...
Darling, I want to see the paper. My picture in the interview was supposed to be in today's paper. Didn't you even look for it? What's the matter? What's the matter? The cat got both your tongues?
Well, dear...
What is the matter? Betsy, did the paper come?
Well, yes, Daddy.
Don't get it for him. Now, don't... Now, dear, I want to talk to you first.
Well,
I want you to remember that sometimes newspapers do make unintentional mistakes. You know, typographical errors.
What?
Well...
Didn't they get my name right?
Oh, yes. Yes, dear, they did. They
don't tell me they said that my muskie weighed 2 pounds and 6 ounces instead of 21 pounds and 6 ounces.
No, they got that right. They got there.
Did it say I caught him with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook?
Yes,
didn't it say that?
Yes, it said that it didn't. It isn't the facts they got wrong, dear. It's where they put them.
What is the matter with you? Where is the paper?
Wait a minute. Don't get into a bitch. Now, listen. Remember, dear, last year we were in favor of and voted for more money for the park board.
Why?
So they could expand the zoo, replace animals they'd lost, and buy new ones, and you thought it was a wonderful idea?
Yes. I don't know what you... Why bring that up now? What are you talking? Betsy, will you please get me the paper? Where is the paper?
I want you to be prepared because you're going to hit the ceiling. The park board ordered a baboon, and it arrived today, apparently, and his picture is in the paper, too.
So what?
So they got the captions mixed up, dear, and the stories.
What do you mean?
Well, under the baboon's picture, it calls him Mr. Piper and tells how he caught the fish. And then over your picture, it says baboon arrives at Park Zoo.
Oh.
And underneath it tells, you know, how happy you are with your new home and that you can be seen by the public starting next Sunday. Betsy.
Where is the paper? Where is the paper?
All right, under the cushion.
Get it for me.
Right there. folded to the place. Now, look, don't get too upset. Everybody who sees the paper will know at once what happened. You know, that a mistake was made.
Oh.
And in a way, Betsy's right, dear, to find it amusing. I mean, how often we've seen mistakes like this in the paper, and how we've laughed at them, you know. Why, people will know at once, dear, that you know that you're not the baboon.
Thank you.
So what I mean is... Oh, dear, as I said to Betsy, wouldn't you know it'd be a baboon the zoo got if it were just a cute little bear or something? Or
yes, because the baboon it says you are, Daddy, is so funny looking. We saw the one they had at the zoo before it died. And remember, you always said it looked like it sat in a can of orange-colored paint?
I know what dear, kind Betsy. Of a baboon I am. It says so right here in the paper. It says I am a long-muzzled, medium-tailed Egyptian monkey found in Africa and in Arabia. Exceedingly fierce and dangerous to approach. However, I'm easy to care for in captivity, because I will eat anything
dear.
I can capture or kill.
Dear.
And my first victim is going to be the editor of this newspaper.
Well, what can he do now? The paper is out.
Where's the phone book? Where is the phone book?
Betsy, go upstairs and close the door to your room. Go upstairs.
I want to hear what Daddy says.
Go upstairs. Now, at once. I'm looking for the phone book, dear.
Never mind. I've got it.
I don't blame you for being mad, dear. I think what really got me, really, the tears just came to my eyes, was the fact that this animal is holding a bunch of celery or something, and so when I read underneath, pictured above is the smiling Mr. Piper holding his prize fish. I mean, for a second, it's even more confusing, because, you know, you're both holding something.
Yeah,
and the baboon does seem to be sort of smiling. I mean, in reality, he may be nasty and snarling, but it could look like a smile. You know what I mean?
Hello. I wish to speak to the editor at once. Yes. Yes, you can tell him that the new baboon at the zoo would like a word with him. I'm calling from my cage.
Now, try to calm down and look at it objectively. The editor was right. If he puts a retraction in the paper tomorrow, it might look even worse. And what could he say? The bulletin extends apologies to Mr. Piper for the error in yesterday's paper in which confusing captions indicated he was the latest addition to the Park Zoo.
Look, you can talk all you like. I am going to sue the paper.
Dear, do you want even more publicity over anything so silly?
I don't care.
Besides, he said they caught the error during the first edition. He said our paper must have been in the only batch that got away before they caught the mistake.
Look, it only takes one single issue to get around. It only takes one. And it'll only take one of my pals to show it to everybody else. I'll be a laughingstock. I'll never live this down. I'll never live it down. I can hear them now. Well, what are you doing out of your cage?
And
if we go out to dinner, there'll be some wise guy who says, oh, don't give him anything. Remember, it's a $25 fine. Don't feed the animals. Yes, how do you fight this sort of thing? There it is.
Honey,
there it starts.
Please,
don't answer that
down.
Phone. Don't answer that phone. Do you hear me? Let it ring. Let it ring.
Betsy. Mommy asked you to stay upstairs. How will you...
Daddy, you always told me that if you can't fight them, join them. You said if I laughed at myself, it wouldn't be any fun for the others to laugh at me. So pretty soon they just give up.
I said that?
Yes.
Sometimes I think I talk too much. Okay, all right, I get the point. I guess I'd better get the phone. Part two, baboon cage. Hello. Oh, hi, Fred. Oh, I'm very happy. Yes, I have three trapezes, and I swing from one to the other.
Well, Daddy's funny, isn't he?
Yes.
Not too, dear.
Well, I'll tell you, Fred, it's this way. I'm a rather good-looking baboon, and frankly, I was pretty sore at being mistaken for that Mr. Piper. I mean, let's face it, human beings are funny-looking.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.